and welcome to another edition of the non-award-winning podcast, The Organist Encores, with me, Damon Cox, where tonight we shall be frolicking festively on our Christmas show. All your Christmas favourites will be played tonight, I'm sure, and they're all ones that need little introduction from me, so let's get straight on with the music and a trip to the Nevercut Collection in San Selmar and its mighty Wurlitzer with Tom Hazleton at the console 20 years ago with Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Tom Hazleton certainly putting 70-odd ranks of Wurlitzer to good use 20 years ago with Santa Claus is Coming to Town. That track comes from an album called The Christmas Bells of San Selmar, which is actually available on digital download via iTunes, Spotify and Amazon, so if you're looking for something to listen to over the next few days, I thoroughly recommend it. That was, of course, a recent addition to my archive, and so is the next track, and in fact it's the first time that I have played a track by this artist. It's a guy called Bob Ralston, and he's playing the free manual 20-rom rank Barton in the Granada Theatre in Kansas City with a beautiful waltz, one of my all-time favourite Christmas songs, The Christmas Waltz. Thank you. one of my all-time favourite songs on a superb instrument, the Barton organ, in the Granada Theatre in Kansas City, in the capable hands of Bob Ralston, and that was, again, a recent addition to the archive. Now, the other day I was checking back in my own archive of shows to make sure that I wasn't doubling up on the same Christmas music year in, year out, and to my horror, or I suppose surprise, I discovered that the next track has been played every year since it was first broadcast in 2016. It's Mark Laughlin at the Wurlitzer in the Organ Theatre in St Albans with It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year, and I hope that you don't mind listening to it again. It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year, a whirling waltz from our resident organist Mark Laughlin at the St Albans Organ Theatre and its free manual 10-rank Wurlitzer. Of course, if you go to St Albans, you'll also be able to hear the Rut when, of course, concerts are allowed to reopen. I still can't believe that that was recorded 4 years ago. And now to an instrument that's known all over the world, the Wurlitzer in the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool, in the capable hands this time of its current resident organist Phil Kelsall with that Leroy Anderson classic, Sleigh Ride. We gotta love a bit of Blackpool bouncy fun on the show, and that was indeed some of that, played by Phil Kelsall and Leroy Anderson's Sleigh Ride. Well, we've had quite a lot of bouncy numbers, so let's slow the tempo down now with a beautiful ballad, one that was made famous by Judy Garland in the film Meet Me in St. Louis. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. And here to play that on the Organ Stop Pizza Wurlitzer in Mesa, Arizona, is Lou Williams. The laid-back stylings of Lou Williams and Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Now time for a traditional tune played in a silly fashion, which means, of course, it's George Wright. I always thought that George's best recordings were made whilst he owned his Wurlitzer in his studio in the Leslie Factory in Pasadena. The playing is hot, and the recordings are excellent. This track comes from an album called Christmas Time, which was recorded in 1962, thanks to Bill Cole for George Wright's excellent discography and making the years of his albums available to us. Nonetheless, this is quite a rare album in the UK and probably everywhere, but I managed this year in the heatwave over summer to get hold of a copy shipped from the States and decided to play this track. It's one of the last tracks from one side of the LP, so there's little bit of Inner Groove distortion, but I hope you'll enjoy George's take on Deck the Halls. George Wright taking Deck the Halls to places it's never been before on his Wurlitzer in the Leslie Factory in Pasadena. Wonderful stuff. Now, after all of that noise, let's have enough a beautiful Christmas ballad, this time played by Lynn Larson on the ex-Paramount New York Wurlitzer in its current venue, the Century 2 in Wichita. It's a beautiful song made famous by Nat King Cole, sometimes known as Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, but better known to you and I as the Christmas Song. Lynn Larson at the Wichita Wurlitzer, and that's certainly a Wurlitzer I would love to put on my Christmas list, although I think Father Christmas would have quite the operation to deliver it. Well, we're rapidly approaching the end of our Christmas party, so let's go out in flashbang style with some rock and roll tunes from the 1950s, Jingle Bell Rock and Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, played by Wurlitzer Wizard and resident at the Firsford Collection in Norfolk, Robert Wolfe. If that didn't get you dancing around your living room in 1950s style, then nothing else will. Robert Wolfe at the wonderful Firsford Wurlitzer, bringing our Christmas show to an end, which means that some people will be rejoicing and other people will be sorry to see the seasonal music go. I've recorded a Christmas message, which is on our YouTube channel, so if you've got a spare 5 minutes, please do go and check that out. But a lot's happened since I recorded that message. Of course, many of us now are in Tier 4, will be unable to see our families and friends as hoped on Christmas Day. So whatever you're doing, especially if you're own, from everybody here, we wish you a very, very Merry Christmas. And I'm sure that this year will be a one-off and that next year we can all be together again enjoying the festivities. I shall miss this year having a end-of-year party. So on next week's show, I'm inviting you to my virtual New Year's party. Obviously, you can't come in person. I don't want a huge fine, but it's the type of music that I would play if I were to host a New Year's party in front of people that would tolerate more than 5 seconds of theatre organ music. There's no particular reason for choosing the tracks apart from I enjoy them. They're not necessarily my favourite tracks, but they're all stuff that, as I say, I've enjoyed listening to. So that's what's happening next week. It shall be an hour long, so it shall be a proper party. So rounding off this Christmas show leaves me to say, once again, have a very Merry Christmas from everybody here, myself, John Leeming, Nigel Ogden, our resident organist, Mark Laughlin, and of course the person who helped me start it off all those years ago, James McLean. So have a good one, whatever you're doing, and see you next Thursday for our party. Take care.